And finally, to the very north of the state, to Eureka, California, where James Tressler is political writer with the Eureka Times-Standard. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Tell us about how the recall is being viewed from where you are. What are people saying?
People have a sense of humor about it. You know, people, the joke is, are you running for governor? You know, it's ever since Schwarzenegger entering yesterday, along with Gary Coleman and Gallagher and, you know, everyone else. It's just people have just kind of thrown their hands up. And it's more exciting and entertaining than anything else.
But at the same time, there are some serious issues here. There's a multi-billion dollar deficit in the state, and I'm sure people must be concerned about that, too.
Well, that's just it. For months, it's been gloom and doom out of Sacramento, budget cuts, budget standstills. Gray Davis, of course, has, you know, not been popular for a long time. The election last year was very lackluster. And then, of course, there's the war and the economy. So this is, I mean, I think people are looking at it almost like a needed comic relief, a little twist of the absurd. You know, it's almost a nice change, actually.
Does it seem to you that one of the candidates who's now apparently on the ballot will be getting some traction up there?
Yeah, Arnold. I think it's hard to say. Maybe people really like him now because he's new. He's obviously everybody knows who he is. But I already have just yesterday heard people saying, Governor Arnold, but it's hard to tell. You know, you also hear people say, well, Gary Coleman's got my vote, you know, and I don't know. I think we got a couple months here and people will maybe settle in and get a little more serious about it as the deadline approaches.
Well, Mr. Tressler, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Melissa.
James Tressler of the Eureka Times-Standard, talking about reaction in his community to California's recall race. We also heard from Richard Hanner, editor of the Lodi News Sentinel, and Pilar Marrero with La Opinion in Los Angeles.